This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native people and their allies recently gathered in Eugene, Oregon for an Indigenous solidarity event with the Black community. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
Speakers, music, and a teepee mark the gathering. Jane Coverdell is a Tillicut Native from Alaska. She says for some, this event is more inclusive than others over the past month.
I have heard women and non-binary Indigenous people speak about how they didn't feel safe at certain organizations because of the misogyny. So this is a space where those people can feel safe to show their support.
Jacob Billy is a Yakima Indian. He says dialogue is a crucial step towards ending divisions along lines of class, race, and privilege.
Some people are more equal than others in this nation. So how do we deal with them? I think when we talk them out, we can work out differences that will be beneficial to all of us.
Both Billy and Coverdell say this isn't to detract from the broader message of justice reform and empowerment, just that more work needs to happen to make the U.S. a truly inclusive nation. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.
The Greater Cincinnati Native American Coalition is calling for an end to Indian mascots at Ohio schools. The group's renewed calls come as a virtual school board meeting Tuesday discussed changing a Cincinnati high school's mascot. The coalition sent a statement to the Forest Hills School Board regarding Anderson School's R-word mascot. Jennifer Knickerbocker is a member of the Native Coalition.
The Greater Cincinnati Native American Coalition Board of Directors sent a statement to the school district supporting the removal of the racist mascot due to its racially insensitive and stereotype-promoting nature that is incongruent with a public institution's obligation to support the civil rights of all students. GCNAC also supports the Anderson High School student group, who have organized a petition to change the R-skin mascot.
The coalition has long called for an end to Indian mascot use at schools, including at Anderson High School. Members of the coalition have written letters, attended school board meetings, made phone calls, and initiated campaigns. The coalition is urging for the removal of the R-word mascot, especially during a time of unrest seen across the United States. During the more than 1 hour and a half meeting, statements for and against changing the mascot were read. There was no vote by the Forest Hills School District during the special meeting. The school board will continue to examine the mascot issue. The Navajo Nation has extended its state of emergency order and the closure of its government through July 26th due to COVID-19. 57-hour weekend lockdowns are also extended through July 20th. During a virtual town hall Tuesday, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez said the emergency orders, including curfews, requiring face coverings, and other precautions, are working. He pointed to data showing a steady flattening of the curve.
Don't let up. Don't back down from this virus. Don't just think, oh, okay, we're going down now. I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to wash. You know, you got to continue to do those things. Social distancing. Even our relatives that are off the Navajo Nation, tell them to do the same thing. They don't have to be forced to do it. You as mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, Nelly should be able to say, hey, do that. Off the nation.
Closures of Navajo casinos are also being extended through July. As of Tuesday, the number of COVID-19 positive cases for the Navajo Nation was more than 7,500. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org.
Support by Mitchell Hamlin School of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. You can earn your JD and specialize in Indian law in a way that fits your life. There are full-time and part-time options both on campus and online. More at mitchellhamlin.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.